You are listening to the Archery Maniacs Podcast.
This is Remy Warren.
I am Rihanna Carey.
My name is Adam Foss.
This is Paul Tedford, professional archer.
Hey everyone, I'm Christy Titus, and you are listening to Archery Maniac.
We cover everything archery, from the hunting side to the tournament side, with stories, tips and tactics, gear reviews, and more.
That helped my tuning game so much when I made sure that all my arrows were square.
And I'm just staring into his eyes. Blood's dripping off of its tines. Mud is everywhere.
The clarity these mavens offer is amazing.
I'm just like Spider-Man, you know, on this rock, you know, just laying there.
Belly crawling in there, and I can barely fit in there, and I can hear the cat growling at me.
So I put my hand on his shoulder and pushed him, and we just ran at this elephant.
Alrighty. Welcome back to Full Draw Fitness. Stephen and Courtney from Elevation Fitness Training. Man, we're looking outside here, and it's supposed to be almost 80 degrees today.
78.
Yes!
Solid sunshine. Everything's green, beautiful. Blue skies. The animals are out. We're happy.
So exciting. Well, we hope everybody had a good weekend. We sure did. Spring bears in full effect here in Oregon, and we chased them. We went after them.
We did. It was a lot of fun. It's one of the times of year for me that is just so soul-filling to get out there just to see everything popping up. And, you know, it's a whole different landscape. You know, you can go to the same places over and over. But if you go, you know, through all the different seasons, it's just nice to see how everything changes and, you know, where everything's at and moving around.
How green it is.
It's gorgeous. It's been great. Yeah. Yeah. Which kind of brings up our topic for today.
Right.
Which motivation.
Motivation.
Where does it come from? Do you create it? Do you find it? Do you make it? How do you keep it?
Can we plant it in an elevated...
We can.
Bed?
Well, I don't know about that, but maybe.
I think you can grow it. Anyway, if we could, we'd probably be multi-billionaires. We're going to look into that. So today's topic, like Courtney said, is motivation. Where do you get motivation from? What inspires you? How do you keep it? If you fall off the wagon, which we've all done several times, how do you get back up? What steps do you take to bring your mind back into the game?
Good questions. Questions I get and have gotten so many times from people. And I think everybody is very different, but in the area of motivation, everybody's kind of similar because nobody just stays motivated all the time. Like, I don't know of anybody, even people who, you know, people pop into mind, but those people don't always stay hungry and motivated.
Right.
It's this constant ability to know you have to put in the work. So I think some people are a lot better at retapping into that area of drive and determination and why they want things. But for everybody, it's the same. You have to continually go, okay, I got to reassess because today it's not so easy. Today I don't want to do it. Today anything else could be easier than putting in the work.
Right.
But you have to tap into, I wanted it yesterday. And yesterday when I wanted it really bad, I have to remember that moment.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, I think that there has to be a value created and a benefit of that, knowing that, okay, look, whether, let's just say, we're, since, you know, this is a podcast about fitness and combining fitness with archery and hunting, I think that it's important to remember, yeah, not all of fitness is fun.
Right.
Not all of being healthy is fun. But if you build that value and you become acquainted with the benefits of it, then you can look past the, well, here's this hill, which you and I like to, you know, pound up and down hills, but there's effort. There's some discomfort in that, but if you can find the comfort in that and look past the right now, the benefit for tomorrow and the next day, you know, that's something that I've always used to keep me motivated or to bring me back into the game.
Because we live in a society, though, that is very driven by immediate results, instant gratification.
Yeah.
It's really hard for people to do that because people want something tangible. They want to do X amount of work and have this show for it.
Sure, yeah.
And I totally get that, because who doesn't want that? Mm-hmm. But the reality is, with things like fitness or health or any of those areas where it takes a lot of consistent effort and energy put in, what you get back is, it's not tomorrow. You know, sure, you might have some short term, I feel better, my energy is better, I sleep better, my mood, you know, all these things can be, you know, an immediate right now. But a lot of times the big goal and why people are doing those things, the payoff isn't for months out.
Right.
You know, so it's harder to obtain that. But, you know, just like yesterday, getting out and, you know, kind of for myself, breaking back into doing a little bit of hiking on a super small scale, even for me, that was like a, and even though, you know, you're putting in the work and, you know, you're out of breath and your legs are fatigued and all those things, it's still like that little ignition to the fire for me that goes, I want to be pounding up and down mountains. I want to be chasing something and not have a moment where I go, ugh, I can't do it. I'm tapped out, you know? And I think in the area of fitness, and especially for a lot of hunters and, you know, specifically for bow hunters, there's a lot of people who surprisingly wait until that last go time right before season to even get prepared for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think if people continue and kind of can find a way to stay motivated in the off season, you get to the season going, I'm so much more capable. I can go up and down. On day three, I don't feel like I'm so fatigued and so sore that I can't keep going. So, man, if people can find a way to tap into that motivation, things get easier. It sucks sometimes, but it sucks less than it would have.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the best way to stay motivated? How do you keep day in, day out, making sacrifices, right? Because not everybody just has an abundance of time or resources or any of those things. So how do you stay motivated? What do you do?
You know, there's... In our world today, it's driven by social media. It's driven by, you know, a visual-based marketing. It's also driven by people who are highly motivated and are inspiring entities around the world and around the nation and whatever, your neighbor. Somebody that gets up and moves and enjoys inspiring others. I mean, it's so easy now to tap into Instagram, Facebook, something like that, and see what that person that you admire is doing, or to see, you know, the lady that jogs or walks or whatever every day consistently, whether she wants to or not, and even if it's with, you know, rain gear on, and you say, hey, you know, I'm lucky enough to, you know, to live with one of my big motivating factors and inspirations, and, you know, being out of that mountain with you yesterday, knowing, you know, your limitations right now, and being so excited about seeing those bears and getting a good stock on them. And, you know, it's not like we were in a cornfield.
There were, you know, moments I wish that we were. I was like, yeah, why can't this just be a field?
It was steep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, knowing the benefit that you get, I mean, our lives are based around hunting and adventure. And, you know, an equal part of that is helping to motivate and keep others inspired and motivated. So knowing, for me anyway, knowing that there's a big responsibility for me every day to help lift those folks up that need the lift, or to help, you know, people from hitting that plateau, which we all hit. Okay, I got here, and now I'm...
All of us get there.
Kind
of. Everybody.
Right? Yeah, so for me, it's going, okay, I need something to train for. Life is a good reason, but I need an event. I need a hunt. I need an adventure to say, okay, here's what... I know what this is going to demand of me. You know, I better make sure that I stay on top of it.
So long-term goal.
Long-term goal, for me... is going to, you know, probably be, let's say long-term is going to be September, is going to be some pretty gnarly backcountry hunts. You know, getting in, I snuck in, thanks Dave Bronio, I snuck in with what, 9 minutes left on all of the Nevada draws applications. So,
nothing like the last
man.
Minute.
So we started a couple days prior too, but it... with a couple setbacks. Anyway, So there's some, a lot of those are gnarly backcountry hunts. And so, you know, God willing, I get drawn for one of those. So I'm going to prepare myself to go back and go hard. And, you know, I know I'm probably going to be doing most of that solo this year. So my motivation, especially after hunting so much this weekend for bears in this gnarly country that we were in, is to get in the best shape as I can to be safe. And to make sure that my stamina is where it needs to be. And also, you know, I've been playing around with this, not as consistently as you have, but with the ketogenics diet. And I think that that is going to be the key for me to be able to go and not be hangry.
You know? Yeah, nutrition's
so,
huge.
Yeah, so I think those my two long-term goals for this year is going to be to really dial in and figure out the ketogenics diet for me and what works best for me, and you know, to really get my stamina, you know, move away from the weights a little bit, and get my backcountry stamina going. So
awesome.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna save that for another time. I'm kind of all over the place right now with what I have going on and recovery times and whatnot. So, you know, for me, I guess my biggest focus and my biggest motivation right now is working with, you know, these athletes and people that are so driven that they have these goals. I want to shoot an elk with my bow this year. I want to win train to hunt. I want to go and I want to run an ultra again. I've got a client who's just recovering from having two hip scopes. You know, she just wants to get back after it. So my motivation right now is being able to, you know, give the right tools to each individual so that they can go after their goals this year. Sure, I have some for myself, but, you know, just being able to keep these athletes accountable, that's my biggest goal. Because if we can get them through the week, getting to Friday going, hey, I kicked ass this week. I stuck to my meal plan. I logged my food, or I logged all my workouts, or I increased my weights, or I improved my 5K time, or I got out of bed. I got off the couch. Right. Whatever those things are for those people, once they hit that, you know, the consistency. So we get to week one or month three or, you know, whatever it is, and they continue rolling that ball, and it's, so many things in life are like the snowball effect. Good things and bad things and everything in between. So they continue to, you know, roll that ball, and it just continues to grow. And they're going to hit times where, you know, they're going to, you know, get to Wednesday and they want to, you know, throw in the towel. I get there more often than I probably should.
Yeah.
But it's what you do in the times when you go, I just want to throw up my hands and walk away, that matter. Because you have... you know, multiple choices, but you have two big ones. Either you quit or you figure out a way to take one more step. One more step leads to two steps, to three, then you're the next day. Yeah. And you have a restart, you know? So I think, you know, just being able to help people, guide them through that, and to know more than anything, it's okay when you fall down. It's okay if you make it to dinner and you did great all day, and then all of a sudden, you know, you throw your best intentions to the wind and you fall down. That's okay. It really is, because we all do it. Every single one of us. I do it, you know, my clients, you, anybody that we, you know, look up to or are inspired by. Like, just know that we are all human and it happens, but what you do next is what matters. Sure. More than falling down or failing or not succeeding.
Yeah.
The next choice is going to be your biggest one.
Kind of makes me think of two people. One is our awesome client, Jessica, who just won the Train to Hunt Texas for the ladies. Way to go, Jessica. Good job. They've been faced with a little bit of adversity and some news that they weren't prepared for. And she powered through it and put her focus on and put her game face on. And she conquered, right? The other person is a buddy of mine from South Africa who's climbed Mount Everest. And it took him two attempts. In the first attempt, you get basically dropped off somewhere between 7 days and 2 weeks, depending on your fitness level, to get to base camp. You know, base camp is not your 10,000 foot, it's 17,000 feet. So they did a 7 or 10 day hike to get just to base camp, where you have to stay for a week and you go up a little bit, acclimate, come down, and go up and come down. So this is a month long deal. And he made it to base camp and had to be medevaced out of there because he had altitude sickness so bad that they thought he was going to expire. And so then basically you can't come back for a year until you're cleared to make that trip again. So he ended up doing it. And so I asked him the last time I saw him, which was 3 years ago or something like that. I said, man, what is that like being up there? He says, well, you know, anything up between 27,800 and 28,000 feet is the death zone. You're basically counting hours now that you can stay alive. Your body is killing itself. And he said, it's one step at a time. So when you brought that up, it's literally, he's like, one step and you're exhausted, but you know that you can make that next step and you can make that next step. So, you know, I could probably think of him a little bit more when I get exhausted and think, well, you know, he went there and didn't make it even to base camp and then went back and conquered it. But it's a team effort. And I think that if we can keep that in mind, you know, we can reach out and we can look to the people that inspire us or the things or something, you know.
There's a lot of reasons why, you know, and I encourage people who are everybody that I work with, but more so the people who are lacking motivation to remember or to even figure out to begin with why you want it. Because it's easy to have a goal and go, I want to do this, but you have to almost dissect it, right? Just like you should make a long-term goal and then set, you know, short-term, you know, things that you can accomplish. Why do you want it? Because you want to look better. Why?
Right. Yeah.
Because you want to feel better. Why? Playing with your kids, hiking them. Like, what is it? Because if there's just this general idea of like, I just want to be healthier. When push comes to shove and you're over it, you have to remember that you want to get healthier because you want to be a role model for your kids. Because you want to provide meat and be able to get to the places in the wilderness that you need to go. Because you don't want to die early or have, you know, chronic illness. Right. You know, you have to remember, it's not just about a general idea of something. It's specific.
Not just throwing a dart at a board.
Your whys and my whys are going to be different. Mm-hmm. And our clients, every single one of them will have different whys. And if they can tap into exactly what that means for them, the motivation in the moments where you want to kick the bucket, you're increasing those odds.
We were talking about this podcast this morning, taking our kids to school, and I was sharing a story about the first time I ever shot at a buck, actually shot at a deer, and what it took for, you know, the better part of a year to even draw this bow back. I'm left-handed in the 80s, and it wasn't like a, you know, an overabundance of bows, and my motivation was my dad had all these old bows downstairs, and he could turn one of them down to about 35 pounds, and man, forever it took. I practiced drawing that bow and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, but it kept me motivated. It was that mountaintop that I had to get to. And so,
and eventually you get there.
And you get there, you do. And it's, man, what a victory. And then he comes downstairs and he turns it up a little bit more and it's taken back away, you know? Yeah. So we always bring it back to archery. We can always bring it back to archery. So, I think we've pretty much covered all the key points, you know, for this topic and staying motivated, finding motivation. We just happen to be in the motivation business. Shameless plug there for Elevation Fitness Training. And so if folks are looking to find a coach, a team of people who are, you want to talk about motivation, our Elevation Fitness Training badasses are motivating. They keep each other fired up and inspired. I've fallen onto them several times needing that inspiration. So if you need that kind of inspiration, how do you find it?
You can find us online at elevationfitnesstraining.com. There's a link there or a little platform where you can contact us, ask questions, send an email, give us a call. You can also find us on Instagram at Elevation Fitness Training, or you are Hunt Fit _08, mm-hmm. and I'm her outdoor journey. Questions, even if it's outside of needing a coach, if it's just, you know, a question that you have or feedback, or you want to say something about the podcast or anything else, you know, feel free to reach out. I try to respond to 98.3% of the messages I get. So, you know,
it's pretty solid. 98.3.
I do my best. That's so good. I like feel free to reach out. We're in the same boat as everybody else, just out here trying to live our lives to the best ability we can. And every day, sometimes that's hard, sometimes it's easy. So no matter what it is, make a list, make it happen. Have a great day, and we'll check in with you guys soon.
That's right. Make the little goals to get to the big goals. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning into the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Bonnie,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lampers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.